Harvey is going to really focus now on defense, locking this one down up by 10 just to come out and start the fourth quarter. They know the time is on their side now, so they want to keep Cass City off the free throw line and keep the bigs away from the basket as much as possible. They're going to really just kind of focus on defense and let the offense come to them the rest of the way.
Here's an interesting stat. Cass City has only had three players still score three quarters away through the game. Cody Orban has 13, Israelson has 13, Drew King has a 3. Berla has the top of the key for Cass City. Out to the right corner to Orban, trying to feed an Israelson. Double team on Israelson, though. Berla for 3, top of the key. It's up, and it's no good, barely. And Aaron Ginther saves it back at the game with 3 fouls. And Booms is in as well. Seaman now for the left elbow jump shot. Misses, and gets his own rebound off the side of the court on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Aaron Ginther. Almost took a 3 to sign, not too. Klasky slows it down for the Pirates. Over to Kraft, back up to Klasky, over to Ginther, left wing, into Seaman high post, and the Booms is low post. Kraft now right wing, back up to Klasky, top of the key. Seaman at the free throw line, picks up his dribble.
Pebble Beach is playing really smart right now. Really smart.
They're slowing things down, trying to break down that zone. They're putting Booms underneath the zone. As Seaman drives into the paint, he goes up for the shot, and he gets blocked from the get-go by Israelson. Possession arrow points toward Harbor Beach because Cass City got it at the beginning of the fourth. We've played 59 seconds in this fourth quarter. No one has scored. It's still 39-29. Double substitutions for Cass City. Erla and Shank sit down for Cass City. On the court right now for Cass City, we have Cody Ross, Drew King, Israelson, Orban, and number 23. And there's a steal by Cass City. Dribbles down the whole court, tipped out by Harbor Beach. Cass City has an under thrown hoop. That fifth man for Cass City is 23, Alex Gillespie. Orban passes into Gillespie in the left corner. Picks up his dribble at the left wing. Out to Cody Ross, top of the key, 6:48 left. Orban gets it in the middle of the paint, goes up, but we have a travel call. Orban doesn't like it.
Well, you can't blame him, but they're also on the mode of they have to do things in a hurry. It's 6:42 to go, and they're just going with a first option, quick hitting offense right now.
Still no score here in the fourth quarter. It's 39-29 with 6:35 to go. Ginther in the left wing, picks up his dribble. Over to Kraft in the right wing. Drives in. Takes a jump shot from 15 feet. No good. Rebound Booms, though, for Harbor Beach. Back out to Klasky, top of the key. Over to Ginther. Reset. Slow things down. Being guarded by Orban. Orban trying to steal it. Feeds it into Seaman underneath the zone. Gets it in. In the middle of the paint. Takes a jump shot, and it's good. From 2 feet, that's a high percentage shot. Andrew Seaman now has 9 for the Pirates. 41-29, 6 minutes to go in Cass City. Harbor Beach leads Cass City. Drew King and Israelson take the shot, and we have a travel call before the act of shooting against Israelson. So, Aaron Fernald wants to call a full timeout on, and that's what exactly it's going to be. You're tuned to WIW. We'll be back right after this.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
.57 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leads by 12 over Cass City, 41-29. Only 2 points this far in the whole fourth quarter. We played 2 minutes and 3 seconds. That comes from Andrew Seaman with a 2. After one, it was 19-11 Harbor Beach. At halftime, 33-19 Harbor Beach by 14. And 39-29 after 3, a 10-point lead, and now a 12-point lead in the fourth for the Pirates. Cass City just called a full timeout. Ryan Brown listens in. Ryan.
Cass City's offense is really stagnant right now because of the 2-3 zone Harbor Beach is representing right now. They're going to try and run some sets, get some quick buckets because they don't have time to work with right now, Clark.
Thank you, Ryan. Ginther over to the left wing to Klasky for the Pirates into the high post to Booms. Kicks it back out to Kraft at the right wing. 5:40 left in the fourth. 12-point lead for the Orange and Black. Over to Klasky, left wing.
If Cass City is going to have a chance, Clark, they're going to have to go to a trapping defense.
And Kinther on the right wing. Feeds it into the blow post. Wide open. Seaman goes into the layup from the right side. It's good. Andrew Seaman now with 11. All 4 points for the Pirates in this fourth quarter. 43-29, 14-point lead for the Pirates. Perla right wing with 5:10 to go. Over to the left corner, and it's stolen by Seaman, and then a whistle.
Looks like call is on Drew King.
Yes, indeed. That's his third. He got plenty of bodily contact. That's illegal in this court. That's his third. Cass City's fifth of the half. And they're coming in with a three-quarter press, and they retreat. Ginther on the left wing picks up his dribble to Kraft top of the key, right over top of the Red Hawk. Over to the right wing, being guarded by Cody Ross.
I don't know, is that an eagle?
I'm not quite sure. Kind of looks like both. Kraft still top of the key, over to the right wing, dribbling over to Ginther, who now has it being guarded by Orban. 4:42 left, Glassy drives in, kicks it over to Booms on the right post, and he loses it. 23 is the left. He saves it for Cass City. Here comes Orban, top of the key, drives in down the right side, kicks it out to Cody Ross for the two. He slows down the line, and no good. Celeste gets the rebound, and he's fouled on the way up by Seaman for Harbor Beach. Celeste is in the line for two. Celeste has not scored yet in this game. He's in the line for his first free throws as well. Also number 40, Andrew Seaman. That's two. 13 foul for HB. First one's up and good. Gillespie's in the books, but more importantly, that means four Cass City Redhawks have scored in this game. We're almost halfway through the fourth. Jerb King is replaced by number 22, Rasmussen, for Cass City. Second free throw for Gillespie's up, and this one bounces around, no good. Rebound Seaman into Kraft's hand. 4:24 left. Kraft crosses midcourt. Drives in to the left elbow, kicks it out to Seaman, who then drives in. And the official says he traveled before he went. Turnover for Harbor Beach back into Cass City at the ball. Israelson and Drew King check back in for Cass City. Zaleski and Cody Ross sit down for the Redhawks. On the court right now, Orban, King, Rasmussen, Israelson, Erla for Cass City. Kraft, Ginther, Booms, Seaman, and Klasky for Harbor Beach. Erla saves his left elbow, and he got an on-the-arm foul against number 22, Eli Kraft.
It'll be his third.
Third foul on Kraft. Harbor Beach is fourth of the half. Hazelson gets it from Jerv King. Back to Jerv King in the left wing. Drills back up to the top. Or to Orban, right wing. Against Plasty. Orban takes a three. This one's short. Rebound Seaman. And he kicks it all the way up to Kraft at midcourt. Slows things down, dribbling across timeline now. 3:45 left to the fourth. 13-point lead for the Pirates. 43-30. Ginther, left wing, dribbling, picks it up. And King, or to the right wing, gets loose, knocked loose by Orban. And out of bounds.
And a nice show of sportsmanship.
Kraft.
Eli Kraft picked up the guard for Cass City. That was Cody Ross. It was out of bounds.
And Cody Ross checks in for Drew King.
Got a nice little pat on the back on that,
too.
That was nice.
Not as classy as last night's game, though. Both crowds very... It was like a golf match last night. As it's a turnover, Booms can hang on to it, tried to save it, and fell into Cass City hands. Orban top of the key, trailing by 13, takes the three. No, rebound, still loose. Booms gets it for Harbor Beach. It's still loose, back loose. Stevens picks it up, and there's a foul on Erla. That's Earl's second for Cass City. 16 foul for the Redhawks. Harbor Beach ball, 90 feet from their own hoop.
With 3:17 to go, this is far from being over with a 13-point lead. Anything can happen, so hold on to your hat, Clark.
We've had very little scoring in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach has four, Cass City one. 43-13, Harbor Beach with a 13-point lead with 3:10 to go. Enter the right wing being guarded by Orban. Now to Kraft. Dribbling right at midcourt. Goes against Cody Ross, drives into the high post, brings it back out. Glassy does the same exact thing. Over to a wide open Seaman, back up to Glassy, top of the key.
This is a typical take 35 seconds off the clock each possession and just take it on home.
Seaman now being guarded by Zaleski. Dribbles around, picks up his dribble at the left.